Hello everyone, my name is Khudadat. I am from Afghanistan, a beautiful country. It's not a safe place to be, so I was forced to flee my home. I am one of the many thousands of people who had to leave everything behind and come to Lesbos Island. For me, it's important to talk about the issues that thousands of refugees are facing every day. And that's why I want to make this show, to tell the true stories of my people, the refugees.
Every refugees that came from Turkey, they should find some smugglers, because it's like impossible for a family that came by their own. They should find someone who knows about the ways.
To be able to come to Europe, you have to find a human smuggler. For the most of us, this is the only choice we have.
And my big brother searched for a smuggler about 2 weeks. Every smuggler are different, like some of them are taking more than $1,500. Another one is taking $1,000. And he was just looking for a good one and to take less money. For every person, my brother paid about $800. And in our family, we are a big family, like we are 3 brothers and 3 sisters. My 2 brothers are married and one of my sister, and they have their own family. And I think it cost for us about more than $6,000.
After the big refugee crisis that began in 2015, human smuggling became a big business. Usually, a smuggler will take around $500 to $1,500. The process goes like this. First, you get a phone call from a private number and they give you an address where you have to go and wait. Then someone arrives and gives you a sign secretly to follow him. Usually, they take you to a coffee shop or restaurant where you again have to wait for someone else to pick you up. Then you are taken to an apartment where you meet other refugees who you will travel with in your journey to Europe.
And the day that we came first from Istanbul to Izmir, there was like a car, was van, I think. In a van, the smuggler loaded more than 30 persons. In our car, there was a woman that she was pregnant, and it was really hard for her. And then when we arrived in Izmir, the smuggler said we should wait, that there should not be any police around, and you should wait in the forest. There was a big forest, and that night, I think exactly last year in this month, like it was too cold. From the first time, it was our first time in our whole life, for me, for all of my family. As you know, Afghanistan is a country that it's surrounded by the earth. There is no ocean or sea. We were so scared and afraid of water. First that the smuggler load us to the ship. We can't call that a ship. That's like a balloon, a boat. So dangerous and it's not safe. You don't know where it will broken and you will sink in the water. We walked through the sea and the water was about in our neck. Our clothes were wet and it was too dangerous. The kids were screaming, but fortunately, once again, the water get calm and we arrived to Lesbos in about 1 hour and 20 minutes. There was some volunteers, I think, from Israel. They came toward us and said, now you are safe. They gave us new clothes because all our clothes were wet. And they invite us to a place that we can have coffee, tea, something warm. All of our family and all who were in the boat, they thought that now we are in Europe. The people who know about human rights. So we left all the disasters and troubles in Turkey, Afghanistan and Iran. So now it's over. Then the volunteer said, now you have to go, and the bus came, and we all get into the bus. And as we reach to the Moria, we see that it's like a prison where we are. Maybe they are taking us to a prison. If someone go to Moria, in the wall of the Moria, there is something written, welcome to the prison. And we really afraid, what will happen.
Like the most of us who have left our homes, we expected Europe to be a place where human rights were priorities. Oh my God, I was wrong, especially after the Balkan borders closed and the EU-Turkey deal came. Most of the refugees, including myself, are stuck in the Moria camp. Moria is an awful place. Just look online and you'll see for yourself, people are not safe there. It has the capacity for 2,000 people, but there are now 7,000 to 8,000 people living there.
And as we enter to the gate, there was lots of people. As you see to their face, you will know that like they passed many problems in here. They were all dirty, like a person that don't get bath in about 1 month. Their faces were dirty, clothes, everything, and their face was like something depressed. We didn't have any other, like another option. They said that you should go here and you should register yourself. We entered to the section A, the place that the new arrivals are. After registration, they moved us in a camp, a big camp, where there were many people. On that time, we all felt ourselves like a prisoner, and it was really hard for us. I have been in Moria about 7 months, but fortunately, after lots of trying, now we are in Mytilene. Because Moria is the place that if you don't try, you will always be in there.
Yeah.
Now you may know a little more about the smuggling route from Turkey to Greece. In the next episode, we will take a deeper look into the camp. This is Khodadad. Thank you and goodbye.